Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get some of your opinions. So, would you mind sharing with what political party you're registered? Like, for example, Republican or Democrat, or do you happen to be independent? Or some other political party?
Republican.
Republican, all right, thank you. So, as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in the St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you've already voted by absentee mail and ballot, you can indicate that as well. But so, would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I always vote.
All
in
right,
every election.
All right, thank you.
Whether it's a local election or a statewide election or a national election, or it's,
mm-hmm.
I always vote.
All right.
I always
you.
Vote.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
so,
wait.
As you may know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. So, with this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to vote at the polling place on Election Day, or you will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or you're going to vote early in person at a designated early voting location?
I'm going to vote in person.
On Election Day?
On Election Day.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some ranges and tell me which one you fit in?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some age ranges and you tell me which one you fit in?
I don't have trouble with it. I know women do, but I'm 76.
76, all right, thank you. All right. So, what would you say is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Beyond graduate school.
All right. Would that be like a postgraduate degree then?
I'm sorry?
Would that be a postgraduate degree then?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please kind of like rate them, if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Richard Del Toro.
Never heard of him.
All right. What about Kathy Townsend?
Never heard.
Keith Pearson?
Never heard.
Linda Barts?
Never heard.
Never heard. All right.
I'm sorry?
Right. All right. Thank you. And what about Ken Mascara?
No, I mean, who are these people?
Well,
I have
they're
no idea who you're talking about.
All right. If you don't know them, no worries. They're just some public officials. So,
where? Florida officials, or are you talking about Nevada officials? Because we just moved here from Nevada.
Well, if I believe correctly, I think it might be Florida officials, but I'm not
sure.
No, really
my name is, not, it's not Craigry, it's Craig. C-R-A-I-G.
I'm sorry?
That's my name, Craig. C-R-A-I-G. Not Gregory.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So, going back to the person that I said, Keith Pearson, what would you say is the first thing that comes to mind when I say that name?
What comes to my mind?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing?
Mm-hmm. Like, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
In politics?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump.
All right. Donald Trump. All right. All right, thank you. So, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I have no idea who he is.
All right, no worries. Hey, I have no idea So sad. All right, no worries. Thank you. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. So if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held amongst the following candidates, Linda Bartz and Aaron Ann Lowry, for who would you?
Don't know either of them.
All right, no worries. So even though you know who those are, who do you think you might lean towards voting? For Linda Bartz or Aaron Ann Lowry?
Again, I don't know them.
All right, no worries. So if the primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Kathy Townsend and Audra Mackin.
Don't know.
Don't know any of them. All right, no worries. So lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, amongst the following candidates, for who would you vote for? For Preston Michael DiFrancesco, Keith Pearson, or Richard Del Toro?
I'd have to see their profiles if I were voting. I live in St. Lucie County, so I would need to get a mission statement or something like that from them. And I don't have one.
All right. So you would say that you generally would not know who you're going to vote for because you don't really know these people?
No, I would probably vote for whoever was the most conservative of the bunch. And I would, try to read some stuff that was, stating their goals and objectives.
All right. No worries. Thank you. So... do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to rephrase that a little bit. I didn't quite get that.
Oh, yeah. So the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff, do you approve of the job that he's doing as the county sheriff, or do you disapprove of it?
It has something to do with taxing timeshares.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. I'm against all taxes. The more they tax, the more they take. They'll start taxing again. In general, I'm against more taxation.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So kind of the question was more headed towards what do you think about the job that Keith Pearson is doing as the St. Lucie County Sheriff? Do you approve of what he's doing or do you disapprove of what he's doing?
I think in general that the sheriffs and the Florida Department of Florida Highway Patrol, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody pulled over for speeding, but people speed all the time here, and they run through red lights and all kinds of other stuff. And that's why we have probably the most lawyers in any state I've ever been in that are in personal injury law. And it's just a disgrace. They're not patrolling these highways and giving out tickets. There's no way. I've seen this thing happen too many times. I've only been here a year and I'm appalled.
All right. Well, would you say that you strongly disapprove then, or do you somewhat disapprove?
From what I just said, what do you think?
That would be a strongly disapprove, maybe?
Yeah, that would be a completely strong disapprove.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? And if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can also indicate that as well. So the categories are like, have you either seen a television ad, have you received something in the mail, have you received a text message, Have you received a visit from your home from Lucho Del Toro or a campaign volunteer? Or have you, like,
none of the above.
None of the above? All right, thank you. So, from the following list, what have you read, seen, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie?
Hang on a minute. I've got to mute this.
Mm-hmm.
You said this was going to be short.
Yeah, we're almost done. We're
90%. It doesn't feel like short.
We're 95% done. There's, like, only about 5 more questions left, I believe.
Oh, 5 more questions, okay.
Yes, we're almost
done. People I've never heard of.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So would you say you've never heard anything about Keith Pearson either? You haven't read, seen, or heard anything about him?
No.
All right, thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very, all right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
What is my what?
Your main racial background?
I only have one racial background, and that's Caucasian.
All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, bye.
All right, goodbye, thank you.